This Sunday is often called Good Shepherd Sunday because of our readings that focus on the passage of Jesus as our Good Shepherd. This year, especially since we celebrate the year of the priest that our Holy Father has given us, I thought I would focus on particularly the priesthood as a shepherd and the role of the priest. The priest has traditionally been given three important duties: to teach, to sanctify, and to govern. I noticed that each of our three readings today point to a different aspect of this threefold mission of the priest. We hear in our first reading the story of Paul and Barnabas as they go out commissioned by Jesus to teach. One of the most important missions of the priest is to teach. Jesus did not leave us with just a book that each of us could read on our own and just kind of be a do-it-yourself kind of Christian, in which we have our Bible and we read it and that's all we need. Rather, Jesus commissioned his apostles, go out and teach all nations. So it's perhaps not surprising that that's exactly what we see Paul and Barnabas doing in our first reading. They are going out and teaching the word of God as they've been commissioned. We see that, unfortunately, their teaching doesn't receive universal approval. In fact, just as many of the people did not listen to Jesus as he taught, so we see that many do not listen to Paul and Barnabas. Jesus told them what to do. You shake the dust from their feet and move on. And that's exactly what Paul and Barnabas do. But which group are we in? Would we be the ones who readily welcome the teaching of God as given through the apostles and their successors, and Paul and Barnabas? Or would we be the ones that say quarrel with Paul and reject his teaching and decide to do our own thing? How difficult it can be sometimes to be the priest as teacher. Yet for me, it is when I am teaching and preaching that I often feel most priestly. Perhaps that's part of my own conversion, my own ability to know and love the faith, so wrapped up in the teachers that I remember in my life that were able to teach me the faith. A faith I thought I knew, but then when someone who really knew it well was able to teach me how my world was opened and how much my love for God was able to be deepened precisely when I found good teachers. So we pray for our priests this year, for priests, that they may be good teachers. We know that it is difficult and that our world doesn't often want to hear the teaching of our church. But I think it is precisely in our teaching authority that the Catholic Church alone proclaims the fullness of the truth that our church can be most attractive. In a world that is filled with darkness and error, the church stands as a light shining in darkness with the truth of the gospel, the truth of the right moral way of living. As surely as our paschal candle here that continues to burn dispels the darkness of the night of the Easter Vigil, so that is the role of the church in the modern world. Lumen Gentium, as the Second Vatican Council told us, to be a light to the Gentiles. So let us pray for our priests that we may indeed be good teachers of the truth and never be afraid to preach the truth, but rather know that we go with God's teaching. The second mission of the priest is to sanctify. And this is essentially what we see fulfilled in our second reading today from Revelation. We see the church of God purified and standing around the throne, holy and set apart. It says that they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and they've been made white and pure. This is the mission of the church. As we go through this life, we have to know where we're headed. We are headed towards this beautiful vision given us today by St. John in Revelation, to stand around the throne of God. And what do? We worship the one seated on the throne and the Lamb. We are called to be a people set apart. That's what holiness means. The word holy, sanctus, means set apart. If we go through life trying to fit in and merely be like everybody else, we will never reach our goal of holiness. We can't reach that set apartness, that holiness, if we think we can do it by looking around at everybody else. We've got to recognize that indeed we are set apart, special, called by God to be consecrated, dedicated to Him as we go through this life. So one of the jobs of the priest is to himself be set apart as we are in ordination. We are dedicated, consecrated for the holy work of God. But indeed, part of our mission is to help everyone see that we are all set apart through our baptism. We have all been chosen by God to be special. One of the greatest tragedies today for the church is that so many of us want to set off that call to be set apart and just to kind of blend in. We lack the courage to stand out. This is the special gift given us in confirmation, especially that we are blessed, consecrated, dedicated by the Holy Spirit, and given a specific mission. One that, if we do it right, will lead us into conflict and confrontation and will cause us to have to stick out. So when we run into the situations that would cause us to be a witness for Christ, even against the culture, we look especially to our priests to be the sign of courage and support to urge us on. Indeed, that is what we do here this morning. We gather as God's special people set apart to gather to perform our sacred duty as we are around His altar. And there at the head, we find the priest leading us in the procession of holiness. It's with good reason that our churches have always been built, often facing east, but throughout history, built with all the priests and the people facing the same direction, as is beautifully the case here in the original design of Assumption. Everyone would be in a holy procession with the priest at the head, and people in a cliche would sometimes refer to the priest with his back to the people, but of course that was never the case. The priest and the people rather all faced the same direction, oriented towards God. The very word oriented means to be easted, to be faced towards the east. And even though our building here doesn't face physical east, we could all be oriented towards God. And even in the situation here where we celebrated the altar facing the people, we know that we must all be oriented, turned toward the Lord during Holy Mass, with the priest as our head, leading us in this call to be holy, to be sanctified. So a priest is teacher, sanctifier, and finally the priest is called to govern, to lead God's people, to order them towards this mission. This is where Jesus gives us the example as to how the priest is to govern. He is to be the good shepherd. A shepherd in the Middle East, in the time of Jesus, even as it is today, was charged with being a leader of his sheep. And this recognizes that fundamentally, the sheep do not know or are not able to get where they need to go by themselves. We know that Jesus also knew this. He looked at his people and said, they are like sheep without a shepherd. He saw the goodness in the sheep. They want to know and love God, but they need a shepherd to lead them. John Paul II wrote a famous encyclical on the priesthood, Pastores Dabo Vobis, I will give you shepherds. So today we are grateful for the priest as shepherd. But it's a particular kind of leadership in which a shepherd was not one that would force the sheep to go somewhere. It was not one that would by force inflict the sheep and bring them to where they had to be. Rather, the shepherd is one that amongst a group of sheep with maybe multiple shepherds there would simply begin to sing. And the sheep would hear the voice of their shepherd, and the shepherd would walk away and go to the place where they needed to be. And the sheep would hear the voice of the shepherd singing, know that that is their shepherd, and they would follow. The shepherd walks away. at the head of the sheep. The sheep hear his voice and they follow. This is what Jesus is telling us in our gospel. So today we pray for our priests that we may be good shepherds, that we may have the courage to walk at the head of our sheep, to sing of our love of God, and that when we teach, when we sanctify, when we govern, people may hear not our voice, but the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, that they might recognize his voice and that all the sheep might follow. For ultimately, it is the mission of the shepherd to know where the green grass is at and to lead the sheep to this place of refreshment, one that will be fulfilled in eternal life. So we pray for our priests today that we may be blessed and holy, that we may be faithful to our mission to teach, to sanctify, and to govern, and that all of us, as the baptized, the priesthood of all the faithful, we might also realize our mission to teach in this world that needs the brightness of God's truth, to sanctify, to be set apart, and to lead others to this life of holiness, and that we might govern too well our own families, our world, that we might do all based on the model of Jesus, our Good Shepherd.